The passage of a cold front will break the heat and humidity across our area, but I will point out that it's only going to be a brief break from the heat and humidity. Odds are quite good that temperatures will heat up again next week, and the humidity will come back as well. So even though we will move past Labor Day, we're moving into September, there is still some hot and humid summer weather to come next week. For now, though, we'll catch a little bit of a breather from the heat and humidity, and for a lot of us, it's a welcome break from the kind of stifling weather we've had here this week. We're talking about some less humid air that is lining up now across the North Country, and it's been pretty comfortable this afternoon around Lake Champlain through Plattsburgh and Burlington, and now we're seeing that less humid air work from north to south across our area, and it's going to be pretty pleasant coming up later on tonight as that humidity continues to drop off. Now, with the cold front still nearby south of Albany, I can't rule out a passing shower or thunderstorm over the next few hours, though showers should be isolated in nature, so much of our area is going to stay totally dry. Odds are best for a shower along and south of I-84. Coming up between now and about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. Again, most of us are going to miss out on that. And we're looking to see some fog form later on tonight, especially in our valley locations near bodies of water. Temperatures will chill down quite a bit. We're talking about 40s and 50s across the North Country, near 60 or so in the Capital Region, and still in the 60s south of Albany for our overnight low temperatures. So we'll start off the day tomorrow with a bit of fog, and we're going to have a wind coming in off the water tomorrow. So we're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine that looks a little bit brighter across the north, a little bit cloudier farther south. I can't rule out a spotty sprinkle or a shower, especially west of Albany coming up tomorrow, but it's not going to be a giant deal. The bigger story is going to be on the thermometer, with highs only in the 70s tomorrow afternoon. The humidity levels will be much lower than today. On Saturday, we'll see temperatures in the 70s to near 80 degrees. Still fairly gray on Saturday, though I think we'll see at least a little bit of sunshine at times. You'll start to see the humidity come back up a little bit on Saturday, and then by Sunday, we're back into a fairly muggy air mass once again. There might be a couple of showers around at times on Sunday, and it looks quite warm here by Labor Day Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with areas of fog, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with areas of fog, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, maybe a spotty shower, with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, some areas of fog, turning less humid with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few spotty showers, cooler and less humid with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, much more comfortable, some areas of fog, a low around 60, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a sprinkle or a shower, more comfortable with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a shower, slightly more humid, highs in the 70s to near 80. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, humid, high 80 to 85. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.